I'm asking all of my listeners, my proud supporters of our courageous men and women in blue, to join me and express your unwavering appreciation for law enforcement. Thin Blue Line USA has stylish apparel, great accessories that make a statement, and flags that fly with pride. They've got everything you need to show your support for law enforcement. Go to thinblueline.usa.com and shop a wide selection of products to show off your patriotism. Use code SID and get 15% off. Stand with me, Sid, and stand with WABC as we honor those who protect and serve. ThinBlueLineUSA.com. Once again, use the code word SID.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
What you say? Be just a friend.
Oh, you're my best friend.
77 WABC.
Boy.
The great Ray Charles, America the Beautiful. This is a Casey Kasem short distance dedication, not long distance, because the man's sitting about 5 feet from me. And I love this guy. Forget about me. My wife Danielle and my son Gabriel love this guy. I dragged them to his movie, The Relentless Patriot, in Mar-a-Lago. And they wanted to come because they wanted to meet Trump, which they did, of course. But they had no idea about the movie, nor did they care. And now I swear to God, I'm not exaggerating, Scott Lobato, one of Sliwa's patriots out there, rebels on Staten Island, is so beloved in my house that when he comes on the show, I have to text Danielle. She's in the car right now. She's like, you tell me. And Gabriel, my son, he stood and clapped and cheered. It was an unbelievable movie, The Relentless Patriot. The whole night was great. Best part was when Trump walked in and stopped the movie to tell me how good-looking I am. That's a true story. But now the movie will premiere in New York in June. That's all we know. I have no more details. So Lobato's in studio right now because he, like every other decent American, and he's a better American than most of you, trust me, was furious when he saw these scumbags, these animals, these pro-murder, pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian mother effers. Forget about what they're doing to Israel. They debased America. The World War I Memorial, just a couple of days ago. And if you know anything about Scott's history, and if you don't, go see The Relentless Patriot. If you know anything about Scott, these things happen, and he's on the scene very, very quickly. With that said, good morning, Scott Lobato.
Good morning, Sid, and I hesitate because it's not a good morning.
I know you're pissed.
It's not a good morning.
And he's sincere, folks. This is not an act. He's not going to live from movie part. This is him.
Let me, you guys were talking about this all morning. I heard you guys, everyone's talking about it. Let me just say this. I've been working with veterans and veterans causes for 30 years. Part of my patriotic, theme and what I've been doing and preserving America with my artwork, raising money for these veterans and stuff. And, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, working with them from the beginning. And we get to experience and drink and hang out with these young guys that came back from Afghanistan and Iraq more than ever before in our history, coming back triple amputees, double amputees, quad amputees. Brendan Morocco from Staten Island, the first quad amputees. Okay. And
he gets actually in the movie, just so you know, he's getting a little emotional, but in the movie, even though it's a very emotional movie, you do cry when the 90-year-old veteran says nice things about you, a Vietnam vet. So this is real emotion.
Yes, it's emotion. And my point that I'm getting to is when you desecrate the flag and you desecrate these war memorials dedicated to these men and women that sacrificed for my crazy ass, for my crazy freedom-loving, yeah. You know, balls to the wall, do what I want, crazy ass. Same with you. That's why we worship these men and women. And when that shit happens, I'm sorry, when that stuff happens, it kills me inside. It kills me and you as civilians. It kills me. Not because it kills me, Sid. It kills me because I know for a fact that it slaughters the hearts of these men and women yeah. who served.
Yeah.
That's what it kills us for. That's what it is. And for these young little sons of bitches to not consider that. Now, I've been protesting more than any of these punks for the last 30 years. More than any of them.
With multiple arrests.
Multiple arrests. Not as many as Curtis.
Right.
But every single one. Now, we all express. I'm expressing my grievances, just like these folks are. But when I express my grievances, I always have that American flag with me. Because the only reason I can express, or these kids out in the street can express their effing grievances, is because of those war memorials out there, that flag, and the men and women that sacrificed so we can express our grievances. And to bite the hand that feeds you and to slap these people in the face burns me up.
Scott Lobato, just so you know, has not once, not twice, but three times gone to every state. He doesn't fly. He's got some ear issue. He has to drive. He's driven to Alaska. He's driven to Hawaii to paint flags. He ain't making money. It's costing him money to paint flags across this nation. That's how much he loves the American flag. But when you texted me yesterday, you were ready to come in and criticize Mayor Eric Adams. But now Adams, putting up $5,000 of his own money, wink, wink, to find these people who did this, it kind of takes the wind out of your sails. No?
Not at all. It Not makes all. Me even come back here one more. I was actually on my way in yesterday. I called up some graffiti friends of mine to clean up graffiti to come in and power wash that myself, because if it was still on there, and thank God I saw that they cleaned it up.
It's gone, yeah.
First of all, Mayor Adams, I know you're going to Italy to see the Pope. You want to get close to God? Let me tell you something. I got a very personal relationship with God. And he called me yesterday, God.
He did.
And he said, tell your mayor to keep his ass in New York and save that city. He doesn't need to come here. Tell him I told you to tell him to stay in the city. Don't go out fancying around in your silk suits with all your rich buddies in Italy. Stay here and save this city. Back to the whole... you know, being patriotic, wrapping himself in the flag. And I gave him a compliment the other day when he first said something before this one about America. You don't disrespect the American flag. He's talking about these young punks and that his uncle served and died sacrificing for this country. And I gave him props, and I respect that 100% and tremendously. But with that said, it was a backhanded compliment. You can say what you want. Words are words. Actions mean everything. And at this point in the game, you are too late to wrap yourself in the flag, because this could have been stopped weeks ago, if not months ago. And you know this, Sid, because you, Mayor Adams, have the power to take the handcuffs off of these police department and let them do their job. Hold on. The peaceful protesters, you're peaceful. Even if I don't believe in what you're protesting, you got my kudos, because I know about protesting. But you are violent and destructive. You need to be punished immediately. And I'm not saying walking in, getting a slap on a wrist like you guys were talking about this morning. When I was back in the day, I've been getting arrested a long time. All I did was put American flags up at the French consulate, outside the French consulate, raising the American flag. The issue doesn't matter. I got arrested. I spent the weekend in central booking. That's the Tombs, they call it, if you remember.
I've been there.
You've been there?
Yes,
okay.
Twice.
72 hours with the hardest of criminals, and my little lily white ass was scared crapless. So this is what needs to be done. You take one of these little violent protesters, and you put them in central booking for a night, not even a weekend. And I guarantee you, they'll come out, spread the word. They'll be protesters, but they will be the most peaceful protesters you've ever seen.
My issue with Adams was, and I brought this up only 1,000 times to just about every single guest, is, you know, those 13 days that he did nothing. He did nothing. He made excuses. He said, I can't go to Columbia. It's a private university. I can't do anything. Well, I've spoken to some people now. Those were a harrowing 13 days. Some of those Jewish students wouldn't even go to the bathroom. They were afraid to leave their room to go to the bathroom. And Adam said, well, I can't go in. And I'll ask you this, Scott. You're a pretty smart guy. Let's swap out the protesters. Let's get rid of the pro-Palestinians and put the Ku Klux Klan on the lawn at Columbia. And they're out there screaming, death to the blacks! Kill the blacks! Do you think Mayor Eric Adams waits for the president of that university to call, or do you think in 15 minutes he brings the National Guard?
Exactly. What one man can do, another can do. It's one of my favorite lines of the movie The Edge with Anthony Hopkins, a survival situation. So I'm tired of his excuses. Well, I can't do anything with Mayor Adams because of you have the power to get in Bragg's face. You have the power to get in D.A. Bragg's face and take care of these criminals. Let me tell you something, Mr. Mayor. Again, I give you kudos for wrapping yourself in the flag at this point in the game. But remember what you did, okay? We need, I'm getting all crazy here. Okay? I'm getting all flustered here. This is why I'm here. And I'm going to make this speech today in front of this memorial, this World War II, the 107th Infantry Memorial.
You want to give out the time so people can come and see you?
It's not open. I mean, it's not open. You want to come, come. It's 1 o'clock.
Would you consider this civil disobedience? Is there a chance you're going to get arrested today?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I'm going
to
make sure you do.
Wouldn't be any reason to arrest me, but you never know.
I'm going to call John Schell right now. Make sure you do.
And my lawyer's already in case.
It just looks better on the resume.
But here's what we need to do. Okay, Mayor, if you're going to put you got to put your money where your mouth is. This is what you need to do. Okay? Remember a couple of weeks ago, you sent 60 police officers to arrest me for throwing two slices of pizza to feed some pigeons at City Hall.
That's true.
Now hear me out, Mr. Mayor. If you can send 60 cops to protect your little property from slices of pizza, then I want to see 3 cops on every single war memorial in this effing city.
I like that.
To protect that property until this slows down. And you can't afford it. You send 60 cops to arrest me for that, that's bull. And if not, you want all these illegal aliens in here and give them $10,000 a pop? You put 10 illegal aliens, you pay them to protect these war memorials. These up was nothing sacred anymore. This is the last stand is protecting and saving our country and our flag. Let me get to the flag. Let me get to the flag. I wrote a bill, and I'm going to be pushing it to you guys, to Congress. Okay? It's about the flag desecration. Now, I'm going to go halfway with this because I'm not crazy.
Oh, you are
it's
crazy.
It's legal to burn the flag.
I know it
now,
is. Now,
if I decide to burn a big wheel or a teddy bear in the street, that is considered arson. I will be arrested. If you burn an American flag and the fabric, the polyester comes off of that, that will get on somebody else, get into a car, kill somebody. That is arson. But it's okay because it's freedom of expression. Hear me out. It should now be a law, and I want this to be a law. On your public property, you can burn the flag, even though I don't want you to. But in public property, that should be outlawed. That should definitely happen, and I want to see that passed. I'm going to push that.
If you've had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients and will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read all of their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today at 800-560-0214 for a free consultation or email at info@gabolaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think I want to have sex with you. It's not gay, because no, I swear to God, you're just, I'm with you 1,000%. I mean, you're beautiful. You're 100% right. All these things are disgraceful. They bother me too. Final 60 seconds. I just got a text from my friend Jack Manzo, and he sent me two tickets. I had no idea this was even taking place, to a huge President Trump rally in Wildwood, New Jersey on Saturday. Thank you, Jack Manzo. And it turns out that all these honors you've been getting lately, deservedly so, including this great movie, The Relentless Patriot, you've got a huge honor coming up on Saturday, don't you?
Yeah, something I've been trying to get to do for a while. And thanks to all my friends, including you and Siggy, who helped introduce me to these people. I'm out like, I am, just got confirmation, I will be performing, I will be the opening act for Donald Trump's rally at Wildwood. I'll be doing my famous speed painting live on stage, paint flying to music.
Unbelievable.
It's going to be tremendous. And they're going to let me show the trailer of the movie. June 14th, the movie comes out in theaters across this country, people. TheRelentlessPatriot.com. In the coming weeks, you'll find out what theaters. You can get tickets in advance. This movie, I hate pushing it. Sounds like I'm just on here just to push the movie. I'm on here to talk about what I'm talking about today, but this movie is going to help Donald Trump get elected and save this country. Mark my words.
I agree with you. It is an unbelievable movie. Again, no disrespect. I had very little expectations. I went there to see the president, and I wanted to see more of the movie. I was like, get the president out of here. But while he was there in the final 30 seconds, he was marveling at your paintings, which they had inside this theater in Mar-a-Lago, and one specific one where he's kind of jacked like Rocky. He loved that painting. So maybe, just maybe, Maybe. You're such a talented guy. You're a great, great voice for America. You really are the Relentless Patriot. I have a chance to work with Curtis every day, and I love Curtis, and he's also great. But you are an inspiration to me and a lot of other folks in New York and around America. God bless you.
Thank you, man.
Good luck today.
Trying to wake people up.
Good luck today. That's my guy, Scott Lobato, everybody. The great Scott Lobato. Tremendous artist, great American. My man cares.
If you had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients, and they will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today, 800-560-0214 for a free consultation, or email them at info@gabolaw.com. That's GABOlaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.